This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Kirsten Dorman. Arizona Republicans are moving forward with legislation that would require voters to show their ID when dropping off their ballot at the election polls. The House Government and Election Committee approved the measure on Wednesday as a move to enhance voter security. Democrats are calling this bill pointless and a tactic to suppress voters. Executive Director of the Arizona Association of Counties, Jennifer Marson, opposes the measure. She says providing documentation would increase wait times and create long lines. The Arizona Senate voted in favor of a bill that would prevent transgender women and girls from participating on sports teams that align with their gender identity. If it becomes law, the bill will prevent transgender women and girls from playing on teams it describes as being designated for females, women, or girls. The same restrictions would not apply for teams designated as co-ed or for males. The rule would apply to public schools and private schools whose teams compete against a public school. The bill, dubbed the Save Women's Sports Act, will next go to the State House, where the GOP holds the majority of seats. In southern Arizona, a new affordable housing development is underway for the Pascal Yaqui tribe. Cronkite News reporter Madison Thomas explains how the development could change lives.
More than 1,000 families in the Pascal Yaqui tribe are on a wait list for affordable housing. That's according to Keith Gregory, the tribe's housing director. But for 200 families, the wait will soon be over.
So what we're trying to do has never been done before anywhere in tribal housing. It's the first phase of the project, the phase that's under construction right now, is literally the largest tax credit project ever done in the United States on tribal land.
Gregory says the tribe applied for the tax credits through the state's Department of Housing. The project received roughly $15 million through tax credits sold to investors.
The tax credit program is authorized by the federal government. They allocate dollars to the states that then are allocated to individual projects.
The construction company expects to complete the first phase of the project by the end of the year. The next phase will include 27 units, and the third phase is currently in design. Gregory says they are committed to providing the community with the resources they need.
Is it housing is more than just buildings. It's an opportunity to help people reach their own goals.
Tenants will have the option to buy the home at a reduced rate after renting homes for 15 years. Gregory says this allows families to start building generational wealth from the home's equity. Madison Thomas, Cronkite News.
Traffic noise can be annoying, but for some, it goes beyond being a nuisance. Cronkite News reporter Molly Hudson went to one neighborhood in Phoenix where the traffic noise is actually causing health problems and spurring legislation.
This is the noise that resident Wynn Charles lives with on a daily basis.
There's 8 lanes of traffic going constantly 24/7.
Wynn lives at Luna Azul, a residence for adults with disabilities, right on the frontage road at 16th Street and the 101. Wynn has cerebral palsy, a neurological condition that impacts her in a lot of ways, including needing to use a wheelchair. And the constant noise.
This noise is making my cerebral palsy worse, and I hate to say it, but it is.
It has even woken her up in the middle of the night.
It's anger. It's really anger because people don't understand, unless I teach them, which I do on a daily basis, what cerebral palsy is.
But what frustrates her even more is the sound barrier across the street.
Wynn lives in a neighborhood on this side of the street where she says the sound is unbearable. And there's no sound barrier. But if we take a few steps across the street, there's a large sound barrier protecting the desert.
Senator Paul Boyer hopes to address the need for a sound barrier with his newly introduced bill.
It directs the Arizona Department of Transportation to build a sound barrier.
Boyer said ADOT reports that the sound level in the area was 0.1 decibels below the minimum for a sound barrier. And while the noise level may not meet ADOT minimum, it makes a huge difference to residents like Wynn, who is part of a collective fighting for the new law. Boyer hopes his bill will give residents the relief they need.
We wouldn't accept this if this was our backyard, and we shouldn't expect these residents to have to deal with this ridiculous amounts of noise every single evening and during the day as well.
For Wynn, who has to play music to fall asleep, she says the entire neighborhood is impacted by the noise.
The neighbors hear, children can hear it, the vets can hear it, the neighbors behind us can hear it. we can hear it so amazingly. And so it irritates me.
That was Molly Hudson reporting. She reached out to the Arizona Department of Transportation, but they do not comment on pending legislation. We had help today from Molly Hudson, Madison Thomas, and Alexandra Mora Medina. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Kirsten Dorman.